Hey, 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 it's the TJ Fanaticos podcast, and Rob, you can be my witness here. Riggins invited Lindsay to stay for this podcast without consulting me first. He asked me in front of her if Lindsay could stay, right?
Correct.
Now, the reason I'm clearing that up is because Lindsay should have been long gone.
Yeah.
And Riggins, maybe you don't realize that Lindsay charges us by the minute that she's here. So we're going to have to pay her to stay late here. That's why I'm saying I don't want Adam thinking that I'm, you know, just saying stick around, Lindsay, you know, money.
Yeah. You make a good point. It was sort of like when the kid asks, like, in front of the mom, can he stay over and spend the night? You're right, though. That was not appropriate. It's not my podcast to invite anybody. But
I don't mind that if we don't have to pay the person.
Understood. Right.
You know, you could invite a damn python in here. Yeah. If you thought that it would be entertaining, I'd trust you.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as we don't have to pay that python.
Right. Don't worry, I'm doing this for free.
Are you?
Just because I love you.
Pro bono?
Pro bono, yeah.
No damn body believes that.
No, I am, because I feel like you need me on this show. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so we're doing the five things men need to have, and I would have had this as number one on the list right now, but I don't want to get it confused with material meant to be discussed outside of just the truth. And the truth is that men need this Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet. I used this yesterday because, I use it every day, but it was kind of weird. Yesterday I went to go do my exercising with, my little friend Jenny, and I got my raggedy Puma shorts on that the Puma is halfway off by now. And so I got down the road and I went, oh my God, I forgot my wallet and I don't have my driver's license, but no, it was right here. See, and then I remembered, oh, I got that thing and it's stuck right there on my phone. So handy from the Steel Union right there. And you can get one of these for your mans.
My mans would love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/TJ. No, riggins.com/gift and use promo code TJ and you'll get 20% off of it. It's really handy. I love it. And it's really nice leather and handsome.
Yeah, it's cool. I like that thing.
And it's magnetized to any.
Yeah, really strong magnet. Like there.
Boop. Sturdy.
I know. Try that. So you feel like a minimalist.
I like that.
Yeah. Feel light. All right. So we have the five things men need to have. Five things all men need to have. We're at number three today, and we'll get to it in just a few minutes. All right. We got to hurry with the Fanaticos podcast today. Because the meter's running.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. So we are number three, the top five things men need to have. Number five, we started with various sizes of ice chests slash coolers. All men need to have that. Does your husband have that, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Number four, a grasp of the most basic cooking skills. Does he have that?
Like a grilled cheese, yeah.
Yeah, he can do that.
Okay, some eggs, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Now, I know he has this. Number three, the new one today, is every man needs to have at least one good watch. Not an Apple watch, no kind of gadget watch, but a real traditional-looking men's watch. At least one. It doesn't have to be expensive.
A nice looking one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You've said that for years and years.
Doesn't have to be considered a timepiece.
Yeah.
It can be called a watch, just a plain watch, but it needs to be something that a grown man would wear.
Mm-hmm. An analog watch?
Yes.
Does that matter? Okay, it does.
Yeah.
Not a digital watch.
No, no digital. Nothing that looks like you could play a game on it.
Candy Crush.
Yeah, so you agree with that?
I do.
Lindsay?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is your husband into watches?
He's into watches. He's not into much, but he's in, like, not a lot of expensive things, but he does like a watch.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Me too. I think that's the only, what you would consider luxury type thing that I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to be into it as much as I used to be into it, but.
Mm-hmm. They're crazy expensive.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, you said it doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah.
But they do get expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has gotten them for me for gifts, you know, for anniversary and whatnot. And I make sure that I never know how much they cost.
Oh. Yeah.
Because it would probably make me sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's upsetting.
Did he consult you at all when he bought the watch?
No.
Okay.
No. I wasn't with him when he bought his first like bonus at his job. That's what he was going to get, was like a nice watch. I don't think we were together then.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
If he makes a big purchase like that, do y'all make that decision together and stuff?
Yeah. I can't think that he's done that since when we've been together. He's probably like, you're spending all my money.
Because, you know, like guys my dad's age and all would just, you know, my dad would show up with a new car and just go, hey, I got a car today. Or,
that's crazy.
You know, things like that that I would never, ever do. Even if Jody wasn't the one keeping up with our finances and all that, I'd never just show up and say, oh, I spent even like $200 on something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That I didn't tell you I was going to get or talk to you about it or anything.
Now, is it different if a girl does that or should it be like both ways?
Well, in my situation, it doesn't have to be both ways. I'm just saying my personality, I would just be, is this okay?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's how Kyle is too.
But I'm sure Jody, you know, at times has spent more than that.
Yeah.
And not told me about it until she got home with it. You know, look, I got this. That's what she used to do. You know, when we had money, she would go and she'd buy a bunch of things and she would be showing me what all she got. And these shoes were on sale and whatever. And then she'd go, and look, I got you this shirt. So she would bring me back a prize.
Yes.
And then I love that. That would be equal, you know. And I got you this.
Yeah.
And do you have to go, oh, thank you so much.
So you're not mad. Yeah. I mean, I do that. Yeah.
But I've never, ever gotten mad about something like that. She, you know, has bought. She's not a, you know, not a person that just goes out and just spends willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been like, you got to go return that right now.
No.
That's not your personality either.
Yeah, I had a friend one time who would go on these, like, spending sprees. It was some kind of a mental thing with him. And his wife would come home from work, and he would have, like, one time she came home, and he had gone to Best Buy and gotten thousands of dollars worth of sound equipment and all, with like a big new TV and the speakers and the, you know, all just crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, where when you go in, used to go into Best Buy and they would have all the TVs out here, and then they would have that one over in the corner that was, you know, in the dark and
fancy.
He got that whole setup one day
with the speakers.
He's like, I'll just take it all.
Mm-hmm. So she walks in tired from work, and then she just looks. And she says, where are the boxes?
Oh, no.
He goes, they're out on the back porch. He goes and gets the boxes, and he just starts putting stuff back in there. To, you know, like, you know this has to go back, so let's go ahead and take it now.
It was fun while it lasted. Because
he had a habit of doing stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, that could cause some real problems.
And it's usually the other way around. Mm-hmm. Like, you typically hear the woman just, like, going crazy.
But he would also do things like He would do it because he thought he was being nice or helpful. Like one night, he was on his way home from work. She had already been home and he had been working late. So he decided that he was going to stop and pick up Bojangles chicken meal for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell her. But so what has she been doing?
Cooking.
Yeah.
And he couldn't figure out why she was mad that he didn't tell her first that he was stopping to get Bojangles.
Communication is key.
Yeah, there's like a serious like miscommunication.
Mm-hmm. So what had happened was is that you find out that he wanted Bojangles And then he would say, oh, then, yeah, they'll love this too. So we'll just have this for dinner. I'll get a bunch of it.
Yeah.
And then he would, you know, again, everything they had on the menu, you'd get, you know, the big tailgate picnic side, whatever it was, yeah. and all that. And then she would have been home cooking dinner. And when he walked in, he's like, well, oh, look, I got Bojangles. And then, of course, the kids, yeah.
Are they still together?
No.
I was going to ask too. I mean, yeah.
I'm thinking if that had happened, my mom would have actually killed my dad.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. She would
have killed him.
yeah, they split up and then he passed later. Oh. So, yeah.
So no more spending.
I didn't have to tell y'all that part of it. I just wanted to see your reaction. Oh. It's true, but I didn't have to say it. Yeah. Oh, fun's over.
Yeah. Did she kill him?
That's a twist.
No. But, I mean, who wouldn't be excited for somebody to walk in with Bojangles fried chicken?
I would love it.
The whole town.
But not if I was cooking.
The biscuits and the fries and the chicken. Mm. Heck yeah.
Mm, I could go for some right now.
Yeah. See, put all that crap, that homemade stuff away.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can heat that up for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah. We're having chicken, baby.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it was all kinds of stuff like that that he just wouldn't think it through.
That would drive me crazy. I couldn't be with someone like that,
obviously. My dad, though, was the same way. He would, like, one time he decided to, no discussion, no interest shown in it until just one day he showed up with a big Honda street bike motorcycle.
What?
And my mom was like, when did you even start wanting this? He goes, well, I passed by the dealership today and I just swung in there and he had it and I liked it and it was a good price. And he just showed up on it.
Well, it makes you question everything you think you know about somebody too, to not even want that. And then all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, men usually though aren't going to sit around and talk about, hey, I'm really into this and this and this. A lot of men just, you know, they'll like it and then not tell anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think men today are like that. Husbands aren't.
You think they tell them everything?
Or they just know, you know, they see stuff or, you know, they watch videos of it and go, hey, look at this. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
My brother-in-law, Chuck, he's on his phone looking at videos and social media things way more than a woman is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he refuses to text with people. He always wants to talk to them.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah. So he's got his phone in his hand all the time. But part of that is because he's always curious about stuff. He wants to find out how things work, how they do this and that and whatever. Yeah. But he'll zone out on that thing and he'll be like, look at that. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? So I don't think that he would ever be into something that his wife doesn't know already.
Yeah. She's like, I've seen that video.
But I mean, he may be old school enough to show up with a new camper or something and tell her, I bought this off that old boy today and, you know, whatever.
Oh,
the old boy.
It's like guys don't even see into the future, like how that's going to go over. Like, yeah. Or they don't care. I don't know which it is.
Maybe they don't care.
That just seems like suicide. Just,
I can't imagine looking up and then Jody just driving in, you know, pulling into the driveway in a new car.
Yeah.
No.
You know, yeah, I was driving by the dealership today. They had a big sign out there, and I decided I was going to stop and see what they had going on, and I bought the car, traded, and bought a new car.
That's crazy.
But, you know, times were better back then. Men were more in control of things, and the country was a lot better, so maybe we need to go back into that. Top five things men need to have is control over their women. That's number one.
Oh, God.
Get control.